The yoga worldview invites us to see our life as the greatest gift and to see life as an opportunity to unfold our limitless potential. What does yoga have to do with unfolding this limitless potential? In the source wisdom of yoga, in one of the most profound source texts of the yoga tradition, known as the Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, a very succinct definition of the goal of yoga is shared. And that is that the goal of yoga is to experience lasting fulfillment and ultimate freedom. It's very important to begin our exploration of yoga by looking at fulfillment, because fulfillment is the gateway to experiencing our ultimate freedom. What does yoga mean by fulfillment, and how can we experience this fulfillment? Fulfillment, very simply put, is experience. Rich, lasting, profound experience. What kind of experience? An experience of ourself in the most expanded manner. Continually discovering new layers of ourself through an experience. Most often, an experience to us in day-to-day life means a sensory experience, something that we engage with in the world, and we have an experience. And that's certainly part of it. But yoga invites us to look beyond this understanding of experience to the essence of experience, to see how our identity itself molds our experiences of life. And this is where yoga as a path of transformation, as an experiential path, comes in inviting us to work with the idea of fulfillment and experience. Yoga defines fulfillment as bhoga in the traditional sense. Bhoga is a Sanskrit word which most directly can be translated as fulfillment, but it means fulfillment in a much more expanded definition than we often use it in the common language. A fulfillment which allows us to discover the best in ourself and to use that to express ourselves in the world. Bhoga is fulfillment which allows us to discover the best in ourselves and make skillful use of it. Yoga starts with a very simple assertion that the nature of our experience has a tremendous amount to do with the nature of our self-understanding. The more we know about ourselves, the richer the experience. Yoga allows us to work with fulfillment by helping us to understand who we are on every level. And by doing so, we can derive a richer and richer experience of life itself. The more we know about ourselves, the richer the experience. The richer the experience, the greater our fulfillment. This is the cycle that yoga works with, introducing us to ourselves on deeper and deeper levels, experientially, and inviting us to take that understanding of ourselves into the world. Once we understand ourselves at the level of our body, we begin to explore ourselves on our energetic level, at the level of our mind, our emotions, and ultimately our consciousness. That makes complete sense in our practice space. We're working with asana, pranayama, meditation. But what does this mean when we leave our practice space and go in the world? What it means is that we can find a way to be in the world which is not defined by our existing habit patterns, by our existing cravings. We begin to see how our experience is defined by the lens of our own self-identity. And we take that same aspirational self-identity which we cultivate in our practice into the world. And we find that the same experiences which once may have been habit-driven and highly unconscious now can fall within our conscious domain. We can derive a much greater sense of fulfillment from a seemingly mundane experience, whether that's an experience of our food, of our entertainment, of the things that we do for pleasure. We also might find that these same experiences no longer hold the same meaning and purpose once we've delved deeper into ourself. And we refine our desire and we move on to something more meaningful. And that happens very naturally. It's not a process of austerity or elimination, but rather it's a process of our own inner evolution. This is what yoga means by fulfillment being one of the prime goals of our practice of yoga. What yoga allows us to do is to find an anchor for experience and a reference point for fulfillment within, and to bring that to the totality of our life so that we can achieve the purpose of our life. This is the yoga of fulfillment.